This is the Australia Report with Vic Aladev. Good day, mate.
Now, I want to tell you that esteemed journalist, public servant and advocate Vic Aladev, OAM, has actually OAM, OMG, has been awarded a Doctor of Letters by the University of Sydney in recognition of his lifelong contributions to civil society. Vic Aladev, Dr. Aladev, well done to you. Well done to you, and mazel tov. Okay, so can we just address this OAM? I didn't know that you were an OAM.
So OAM stands for Order of Australia Medal. And so twice a year, it's not a party political thing, but essentially the government of Australia presents medals, and each year they present approximately 1,000 every year to people who have contributed to civil society. And so 18 months ago, so January 2024, I received an OAM. It's a medal, for recognition on my work, contribute mainly with the Jewish community and also to journalism, but they're overwhelmingly to the Jewish community. And there are different levels of those medals, and I was fortunate enough to receive one 18 months ago.
Okay, so let's talk about this Doctor of Letters. What is a Doctor of Letters?
So essentially, this is an honorary doctorate presented by Sydney University. And so this took place. So first of all, the graduation ceremony took place yesterday. There were 600 people, and I say in the room, it's in the Great Hall of Sydney. Sydney University is the oldest university in this country, and it's magnificent Gothic archways, and it just looks like you're in Oxford, England, or Cambridge, or it's a beautiful setting. And so about a year ago or more, the professor of journalism at this university said to me she wanted to nominate me for an honorary doctorate. And this is an honorary doctorate is recognition of work that you have done, and essentially it was in the realm of human rights. And so and the raison d'etre, or the rationale for this doctorate, and this is what they read out before inviting me to give a speech yesterday, and what they read out was my work in terms of human rights, starting with my career as chief sub-editor on the Cape Times in Cape Town, South Africa, during the apartheid era. And this was, and for those who are old enough to remember, South Africa had a draconian system of legislation against what journalists could do and could not do. And I was chief sub-editor on the Cape Times, and this is during the time when the Cape Times and other media uncovered the information scandal, et cetera, et cetera. So everything that they read out started with my work on the Cape Times, coming to Sydney when I was the editor of the Jewish News, where I campaigned for the rights of Jewish gays to be gay, and which ultimately was a successful thing, which was controversial in the Jewish community at the time. And then, and also in that role, I went to Moscow during the dark days of the Soviet Empire, and to Berlin, and etc. And then when I was chief sub-editor, when I was CEO of the Jewish Board of Deputies, I was very involved in intercultural work, interfaith work, and led a three-year campaign which got a law passed, an anti-racism legislation law, which is now on the statute books. And in addition to all of that, I was chair of something called Multicultural New South Wales. New South Wales is the state where Sydney is located. And I've been appointed a judge on human rights boards, and I've won the Premier's Award for. So I've done a lot of human rights work over the years, from South Africa to Australia, Jewish, mainly obviously in the Jewish world, but broader as well. So it was very gratifying, extremely gratifying. And as I said in my speech, for the university to recognize this, because it's not work, it's not a castle on a hill, it's not a tangible project, but it's work which is all designed to support minority groups, the discriminated against, people, you know, groups which are put down on, discriminated against, etc. And so to get recognition of that was very gratifying. And Sydney University has been the university where the most encampments were 9 months ago. Hmm. For 6 weeks, there were those encampments. And Sydney University is the university in this country where Jewish students and staff have been most severely impacted by everything we've been talking about for 19 months now. And so that adds to the significance of the university awarding me as a prominent Jewish leader in this country, in this state, an honorary doctorate in recognition of all of the above.
Vic, firstly, a huge mazel tov. And just thank you for carrying the torch for all of us so high. Just before I let you go, has South Africa and being a South African impacted you in your human rights work?
Most definitely. And I said this in my speech. I traced my origins to Rhodes Island,
yes,
where 151 Alidefs, wow, including my father's parents, were deported to Auschwitz and murdered. So direct connection, I said, with two of the worst examples of racial hatred in history, the Holocaust on the one hand, apartheid South Africa as a senior editor on the other, both of those two have very much shaped the professional decisions I've taken and personal choices I have made. So definitely, yes. And one thing I would like to say, because it was the most beautiful part of the ceremony yesterday.
Yes.
I was blessed to have my family there, my wife, my daughter, sons-in-law, etc.
Oh, Vic, that is amazing.
My younger daughter has a one-year-old baby. And while I was giving my speech and she was holding the baby and the baby called out to me.
Oh. Listen, you know what? You can't be crying now because I've still got 2 hours of the show to get through. Please don't let me starting as well.
So that was the most beautiful part of the ceremony when my one-year-old granddaughter called out to me.
That is amazing. That is amazing, and that's called a legacy.